I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, the duds, deceivers, and doofuses of the diamond. But first, the 2013 Major League Baseball season gets underway on Sunday night. For Only a Game, the beauty of opening day, or opening night, is that we get to talk with ESPN's Tim Kirkjian about it. Welcome back, Tim.
Thank you, Bill.
Let's start with the worst team in 2012. The Houston Astros won 55 games and lost a staggering 107. They are moving to the American League this season, and they have new uniforms. Will any of this help?
Well, I really like the uniforms, Bill. I really don't like anything else about the Astros. And it's discouraging in a way because they're moving, like you said, and this is a big deal, and they're just not in a very good position to move. And I really do understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to build from the beginning, build from within, as many young players as they can get. But they are so far away from being competitive, and this follows two 100-loss seasons, that I'm afraid in this great game that we cover, where everyone has a chance to win every night, the Astros are going to go into certain places this year, and it's going to be considered an upset when they win a game or win two out of three, a big upset. And that's just not right. This is going to be a very, very rocky season.
At the other end of the spectrum, we have the San Francisco Giants. They'll be trying to make it a dynasty with three championships in 4 years. Is that likely to happen?
Well, it could, Bill. They got everyone back from last year with the exception of a couple of bit players. So they really made an effort to re-sign the people that helped them win a World Series last year. We know how difficult it is to repeat. We know how hard it is to win three out of four. So I'm taking the field against the Giants. However, they're going to make the playoffs with the team they have right now. Their pitching is really good, as it always is. And there's a certain chemistry on that team that's a little different than the others. And I think they win the division and make the playoffs, but I think there are better teams out there right now than the Giants.
Washington will apparently place no game limit on ace pitcher Steven Strasburg. How will the Nationals do with him pitching without restrictions?
They have the most talented team in the major leagues, and they were the best team that I saw this spring, and they are my pick to not only win the division but win the pennant and go even further than that. They are so loaded in their rotation. There are people who will tell you that as great as Steven Strasburg is, there are three other guys in the rotation whose stuff is comparable. That's amazing. Their bullpen is loaded with 95-mile-an-hour guys. Their everyday lineup is terrific. Their outfield defense is great, and their infield defense is even better. And they have a 70-year-old manager, Davey Johnson, who's here basically for one last year to win a World Series and then go home. And he knows how to win as well as any manager. I like this team more than any team in the big leagues right now.
Tim, have you just let the air out of my last question where I always ask you to pick the winner of the World Series in March?
Yeah, people are tuning off right now. I can tell. And I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. We'll get to it later, and we'll pretend we didn't talk about it earlier.
No, we won't. We're going to go in an altogether different direction. Is it safe to say that the days of the Yankees-Red Sox stranglehold on the American League East is over?
Well, it's over for this year, that's for sure. But you never, ever, ever discount what the Yankees and the Red Sox have, and that is obviously resources that nobody else has. But I am amazed how most people, myself included, have picked the Yankees and the Red Sox in some form, fourth and fifth in that division. I have never seen anything like this, certainly over the last 20 years or so. The Yankees have serious troubles right now, and the Red Sox are still in the middle of a serious rebuild.
Cleveland had a miserable 68-94 record last year, but now they've got Terry Francona managing the team. Does that help?
It's going to help a lot. I saw the Indians several times this spring, and I was really impressed with the attitude in the clubhouse because I think they all looked around and said, wow, the manager's won two World Series. The manager is Tito Francona. They spent $48 million for this year alone to upgrade that roster. Michael Bourne, Nick Swisher, and others, things that had to be done, especially offensively, to get this team back into at least some sort of competitive state. I don't think they're making the playoffs, but I think they can finish second in their division, and if they can go from 68 wins to 81 wins, that's a pretty nice jump, and I see that happening.
Tim Kirkjian is a senior writer for ESPN Magazine and ESPN.com. Tim, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill.